From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Reporting, Zimbabwe's ruling party Central Committee members Sunday stood and cheered as the official chairing of the emergency meeting announced plans to remove longtime President Robert Mugabe from his leadership post. Obert Mpofu is chairman of the emergency meeting.
Events that have unfolded in the last four weeks necessitate our meeting here today. The entire nation is excited that the Zimbabwe Defense Forces have taken a bold stand in defense of the Constitution and the right of the people of Zimbabwe to express their political opinions without fear or favor. Well done, Defense Forces.
The 93-year-old Mugabe meeting Sunday with the army commander who put him under house arrest days ago in a second round of talks on his departure after nearly four decades in power. Saad El-Hiri, who resigned as Lebanon's prime minister earlier this month, said he would return to Beirut Wednesday and explain his surprising resignation announcement in Saudi Arabia. Hariri spoke Saturday in Paris with French President Emmanuel Macron, who offered to help Hariri resolve his role in the bizarre Lebanese political drama. On November 4th, Hariri announced his resignation from office in an appearance on Saudi TV. This sparked turmoil and skepticism. He then blamed Iran and Hezbollah, which is part of the Lebanese government. He said this is for the move, saying that he actually feared for his life. He has had plenty of support from world leaders. This is VOA News.